Next application is case number 11462, the application of Emil Lewis Lesko, trustee, being southeast corner of Route 26, Atlantic Avenue, and Diane Road, and being lot one within Howard Manor, and being 650 feet east of Route 348, Orange Lane, and being a 911 address of 31763 Diane Road, Ocean View, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, Map 11, Parcel 184, requesting a variance from the height limit for a fence from the front yard and corner yard. A gentleman, this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mayor returns. To be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 3.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot height limit for a solid fence along the front and corner front property line. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening again.
I am Bill Schaub still, and I'm here on behalf of Mr. Lesko. He has a very unusual variance tonight, I think. So he would be sworn in, please, first.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
E. Lewis Lesko, 31763 Diane Road, Ocean View.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Members of the board, Mr. Lesko has a property on Route 26 and Diane Road on the corner. And he's owned it for many, many years. So as Route 26, he had the foresight to realize that Route 26 was just going to get busier and busier over time. So he started planting trees along what, we've heard a lot of discussion about what's the front and what's the side, and he's a corner lot. So in his case, the front is Diane Road, or he's been told, and the side is Route 26. So he started planting trees more than 20 years ago to give himself a sight and sound buffer from the traffic that he could predict was coming on Route 26. And because of the location of his house and his yard, he put this buffer not just along Route 26, but he did it along Diane Road as well, from the corner of 26 up to his driveway. Well, the application attached to it are the first picture shown, Exhibit A, shows what the corner of his lot used to look like. And that is looking at it from Route 26 as you're heading west.
This is looking east.
Sorry, I had the wrong side, looking east. Exhibit B was what his buffer looked like from the inside of his yard, looking out towards the corner of his yard in question. Well, a couple years ago, Del Dot decided that Route 26, because of all the traffic, needed to be wider than it is. So what they did is they condemned a 50-foot section of Mr. Lesko's side yard, the first 50 feet of his property that borders Route 26, which includes all of his trees. So Mr. Lesko could see it coming with 50 feet of his yard going and the trees going. It wasn't long before the trees were going to be gone. So he came in, and sure enough, that's what in fact happened. Del Dot cut down the trees that were his buffer between his yard and Route 26. So he came into planning and zoning, found out what he could do, and attached to the application was Mr. Lang's very detailed letter with a drawing explaining the type of fence that he could erect as a possible barrier without obtaining a variance. Well, Mr. Lesko wanted to be sure he could get something up, so he, in fact, did exactly what Mr. Lank explained in the letter. He erected a 7-foot fence where he could. Then it went down to 4 feet along the rest of the front of his property and along Diane Road. Well, as you can imagine, a 4-foot fence doesn't do much in blocking out sights and sounds of traffic on a busy road like 26. But then, kind of to add insult to injury, as part of the renovation project, Del Dot changed around its drainage system in that corner. So the trees that he planted as the buffer along Diane Road were trees that were, I'm making this up, but he can explain better, they were not cypress. They weren't supposed to sit in water. They were supposed to be normal trees that were sat on dry land. But the renovation work and the moving of the drainage has now caused Mr. Lesko's property along Diane Road to either be underwater or much wetter than it ever was. So the trees that he planted there, while not being only the first 50 feet, were torn out, but the rest of them are dying because there's so much water. So when he first thought about the variance, he thought, well, maybe just the increasing the height of the fence along Route 26 would certainly help him a little. But then he noticed if his trees were gone along Diane Road, he was going to have that issue along his entire property. So therefore, he has requested a variance to allow him to erect a 7-foot high fence from one of the pictures. Exhibit D shows the fence looking from Route 26. So it's just crazy to compare Exhibit A, which was once that same corner, which showed basically a forest, with Exhibit D, which shows that same corner with basically no trees at all. But it shows the 7-foot section of fence and then down to the 4-foot section, and then it shows the 4-foot section going down Diane Road. It is his hope that, and since he has replanted trees, but of course the last set of trees took 20 some years before they got to the point of doing any good, and the traffic on Route 26 moves faster than trees grow. So although he has planted trees, it's going to be a long, long time before he has a tree buffer to give him the sight and sound barrier that he once had. So he is hoping that if the variance is granted, that he will at least not have the sight that he presently has. The sound, I guess 7 feet, he's hoping will be better than 4 feet. One issue, of course, relating the county's ordinance or such for fences on corners, on intersections, because of sight, with the worry that the intersection too high of a fence, drivers will not be able to see around the corner. And as Mr. Lesko will testify, in fact, what has happened as part of the construction, the entire area is opened up so that, in fact, there will be no problem at all with the 7-foot fence on that corner, because cars will basically go further out than it before they even get to the stop sign to be able to see. But we have a truly unique situation in this case. Someone just minding their own business. And certainly none of this was caused by him, other than I guess it was caused by him because he planted the trees. So since he planted them, I guess he caused the problem, because when they cut them down, they were his trees. It's already developed. He's not seeking to do anything other than have the chance of having his property shielded a bit from the sights and sounds on Route 26. I think the variance is certainly necessary to enjoy the reasonable use of his property. He really did obviously heard traffic before. He couldn't see it through the trees that were there before. This gives him a chance, maybe. And of course, as we all know, it's already the effect on the economic impact's hard to judge, because you have a property along a busy road like that that is buffered. You could pretend it's not on a busy road like that. That's no longer going to be the case, but that's not the issue here today. It's certainly not going to affect the essential character of the neighborhood. 7-foot high fence is certainly less than 40-foot high trees that were there. We're not sure it will afford the minimum that maybe a 20-foot fence would afford more relief, but at the based on the county ordinance, 7 feet is the most without an additional variance. So that is and it's just because it's a corner that the 7 feet isn't allowed in the area where he is. And I think the request of variance represents the least modification possible. given the incredible hardship that he has suffered as a result of something that was not at all his fault. Mr. Lesko, first of all, have I pretty well explained the situation that you're facing?
Yes, you have. One minor correction, the low section of the fence, as permitted by Mr. Lank's office, is 3.5 feet high rather than 4 feet. Just a
I'm sorry.
Minor correction.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about how all this came about.
DelDOT notified me back in 2010 of this project, that it was going to be taking 50 feet of my property all along Route 26. That's a length of about 140 feet. And they proceeded to do that. They got possession of the property and they destroyed all the landscaping on approximately 7,835 square feet of what used to be part of my home site. So it has had a major effect on the livability and marketability of my property, in my opinion. Two sought-after attributes of a residential property are privacy and quiet, and this has had done significant damage to both of those. And so the fence, as Mr. Schaub has said, is a woefully inadequate attempt to maintain the livability of my property compared to the 20-foot-high solid row of evergreen trees that I originally had in place for many years. And it's difficult, I think, for anyone to see how allowing the fence to be raised to 7 feet will have any adverse effect on traffic visibility, which I think might be one of the main concerns about granting this variance.
And I explain why you think that with the increase on the corner would not affect visibility.
In the current configuration with the trees that are there, as is shown in Exhibit D, the photograph Exhibit D, there is currently traffic does not, the traffic on Route Diane Road and Route 26 does not gain any visibility by looking over the 3.5 foot high section of fence, primarily because of the trees on the right side of the photograph. And as Mr. Schaub mentioned, the right-of-way is being expanded dramatically, opened up at least 50 feet, so I don't think this will have any effect on safety at all.
Right. Doesn't sound like it, Father.
I beg your pardon?
Said doesn't sound like it, then if they've taken that 50 feet,
right.
It should. Okay. Right, we'll start. Is there any questions from members of the board? We'll start, Danny, with you again, Mr. Mills.
7 feet enough?
I would ask for 20 if I thought there was a chance of it.
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickett?
Well, it seems in Exhibit D and Exhibit E that even if this were granted, it would have no effect on anything because you got trees that are that high or higher than that going down the side, and it looks like you're going to start to grow some seedling trees there, right? So are there any problems with the trees that take the fence out of the equation? The trees that are there now, can you see going down that road, the corner? You know, the trees that are there, you see them, they must be, what, 25 feet high, something like that?
Approximately 25 feet high, yes.
So already you've got a barrier there, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if I put a fence, 7-foot fence up there, it would have no effect on anything.
This fence would be mostly invisible looking from Diane Road,
correct,
because of the trees along there.
You're really looking at that 7 feet along the, what road's that? 26.
Route 26 Atlantic Avenue.
Okay,
yes.
That, how far is that from the, that's what, 30 feet back, is it? Or 40 feet? The one that goes up to 7 feet.
The short section of fence is,
yes,
30 feet long.
30 feet?
As specified by Mr. Langsall.
Okay, fine, 30 feet. I thought that's what it would be. So in other words, you're really asking for something 30 feet to keep, you know, which would enter into the safety factor, not the other side, because you got trees up there anyway. You can't see that, right? So you're just looking at that 30 foot or 7 feet.
Yes. There is some exposure to my property at the corner, and as Mr. Schaub mentioned, the among the other adverse effects this activity has had on my property,
mm-hmm,
the standing water, because of the containment barrier and other effects on drainage, has caused the trees near the corner and for a certain distance back to show signs of dying. There's dieback in those trees. That's why we are also asking that the board consider allowing me to extend the 7-foot fence along Diane Road for a certain distance.
Okay, so it really they're dying, the trees, because of the construction of that area or the water in that area?
I've been advised by a professional landscaper that these are Leyland cypress trees that,
uh-huh,
do not like quote-unquote wet feet. And for weeks on end, there's been standing water under these trees.
Okay, so you're going to lose those eventually anyway, is that correct?
That's my fear, yes, sir.
No other questions, Mr. Okay.
Mr. Workman.
In other words, you want to go all the way down, what, 3.5 foot all the way down? 30 feet, then all
7 feet.
7 feet.
7 feet.
7 feet.
He wants to raise all the 3.5 feet to 7 feet, I
believe. 7 feet, yes, but you want to go all the way down beside the other avenue where the other fence going down on
the trees are.
Where the trees are at?
Yes.
You want the whole thing 7 feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's not that 30 feet. You want everything?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. The fence that is shown, I think I mentioned, one of the pictures shows where that 3.5 foot fence ends. It ends,
yes,
at his driveway along Diane Road. It's a little hard to tell. You can sort of see the picture is taken.
Yeah.
And so the request is that that entire fence be 7 feet.
Everything. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Mr. Lang, do you have a question?
No question.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the application meets every standard for granting a variance. It's a unique situation. There was man's property owner's rights to enjoy the peacefulness and quietness of his property because of a decision by the government to take that away. And I think because of that, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. He had already established a natural buffer, and again, that was taken away. I don't think that his request would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and because of the testimony we heard of being ample view from all stopping points would not be detrimental to public welfare. And I think he's asking at the minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,462.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I would agree and second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,462. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickman.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,462 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.